This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week, we've been following up with some of the people, places, and resources impacted by last September's flooding. Over a five-day period, historic rainfall swept through the Front Range, with some areas receiving more than 17 inches of rain. Yesterday, we reported on how rivers bursting their banks severely damaged or destroyed several ditch systems that are essential to Front Range farmers and other water users. Repairs have been underway for months. But as KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, it's still a race against time before the snow starts to melt.
Last September, the Little Thompson River swelled about a mile away from farmer Mark Nygren's fields in Johnstown in Weld County.
Until spring runoff hits, I mean, it's just a little creek.
A little creek that turned into a raging river. His neighbors were inundated. Some lost barns, trucks, and livestock. Nygren's farmland was untouched, but that wasn't the end of his worries. Further upstream, the ditches that divert water to his fields were left in tatters.
We solely depend on irrigation, and, in these short water years, it's scary. And then you run into something like this where there might not be any water delivered.
Heavy metal gates that pull water from the river were upended in every stream the flood affected. Without them, the vast network of canals would remain dry. Total damage is in the millions. Renovation of the biggest ditch systems is underway, but farmers are still bracing themselves for a long, tough irrigation season.
Okay, it's missing, but over there on that inlet that goes underneath the railroad tracks is the inlet to a lake.
The heart of the Highland Ditch Company's diversion infrastructure is situated right outside the town of Lyons along the St. Vrain River in Boulder County. At the time of the flood, much of it was more than a century old. Superintendent Wade Gonzalez says repair work began right after the floodwaters receded.
They got a concrete wall that goes clean down the bedrock now.
And so, it wasn't like that before.
And it wasn't like that. They say that's what takes these out is the water gets underneath them and then it blows them out.
But others weren't so prepared. A recent state report shows more than 40% of irrigation structures in the St. Vrain watershed won't be up and running by May 1st, a critical time for spring planting. 30% of structures along the Big Thompson are in the same boat. And Gonzalez says even those systems that are fully rebuilt, like his own, could face trouble later on.
The thing that makes me nervous now is the debris that's left that isn't cleaned up. What is that going to do? Are we going to end up with the same problem?
A lot of us are kind of in this weird position where we're rooting for snowpack and we're rooting for runoff for the irrigators.
Sean Cronin is director for the St. Vrain and Left Hand Water Conservancy District.
But we're not rooting for snowpack or runoff for the flood recovery effort.
After years of drought, this season's high snowpack in the South Platte River Basin should be a welcome sight for farmers. But with some irrigation systems still in disrepair, or only with temporary patches, Cronin says this will be the first real test since September's floods.
Time will tell how great a job we did on the temporary recovery. When runoff comes, we'll know what we did well and what we could have done better on.
And Johnstown farmer Mark Nygren says he's feeling more optimistic than he did in those days just after the floodwaters receded. The systems he relies on are on schedule for their repairs.
We've got everything fixed and we think the ditch is going to run, water. But I think there's going to be things that come up that were unforeseen.
Unforeseen challenges, not just for farmers and their fields, but for the thousands of other Coloradans still affected 6 months after the flood. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
Last September's flood also caused significant damage to trails and roads in the Arapaho-Roosevelt National Forest. We'll get an update on where things stand this afternoon during All Things Considered. And you can go back and hear all the reports in our six-month flood series at our website, kunc.org.